You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Jonathan Schanzer, my colleague at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He's a senior vice president for research. The brain, the driver, the bad actor putting out all of these rockets from the south, the north, the west, and driving, as far as we can tell, terrorism in the whole region is Iran. It's not Iran. It's a regime. And it's not a regime. It's the leadership of the IRGC and the mullahs. It's the Ayatollah. And what card the Ayatollah, the IRGC, has to play these many years is a suspect nuclear weapons program. Jonathan, end it. Yes? End the program and you end the Ayatollah. Is that too simple a formula?
It may be a little simple in the sense that there are multiple levers of power that this regime has, but I think that the ultimate insurance policy for this regime is that nuclear program. They believe, and perhaps rightly so, that if they cross that threshold, they gain nuclear weapons capabilities, then other countries will not trifle with them, other countries will not bomb them. It is interesting that, the regime itself has kind of just proven that with their own actions. They've attacked two nuclear powers on their own territory in the last year, namely Pakistan and Israel. And that didn't stop them. That did not put fear in their hearts to carry out these attacks. So why other countries would be fearful of striking Iran once it goes nuclear, I suppose, that's for the regime to explain. But I do think that there is some logic to it. Of course, you've got internal structures in the regime that hold it together. You've got the intimidation that they are known for against their own people. And they, of course, have the proxies that they use to destabilize other countries around the region and to export their revolution as far as it will go. These are the sorts of things that keep the regime in power. But as we always say here at FDD, the real weapon that we have in bringing down the regime are the people of Iran themselves. These are the people that truly hate their leadership. They believe that this is like a foreign body that has taken over their country, and they would love nothing more than to win it back. This is the majority of the Iranian people.
The new defense minister of Israel, quoted in the Times of Israel, Katz, Iran nuclear facilities, quote, more exposed than ever following Israeli strikes. New defense minister says conditions in place to, quote, remove threat of annihilation hanging over the state of Israel. This is consistent with other remarks that I've heard these last days. It's also consistent with the prime minister himself saying very bluntly to Iran, another attack, Israel would cripple Iran's economy. We're looking at a confrontation with the Ayatollah and with the IRGC. Is that how to conclude, Jonathan? This is eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah, I think we've been at this intersection now for actually, a couple of weeks now, ever since Israel took out those air defenses, those S-300 systems, which are not easy to replace. Right now, the skies over Iran are naked. The Israelis can go back and they can take care of business. That could mean financial targets relating to their energy sector. It could mean nuclear targets. There are a whole range of things that the Israelis can take out. I actually think their first run would be against ballistic missile storage facilities so that Iran could not exact an additional toll against the Israelis in a counterstrike. But I think, look, what you're looking at is an opportunity right now in this lame duck period. You've got about 2 months where attacks are on the table. And I think there's a question now for the Israelis about, you know, do they have guarantees that they can replenish some of their stores when the Biden administration comes in? Are they getting green lights from the Biden administration itself? Will they allow for this during this time in question? By the way, John, a really fascinating question is whether the Biden administration itself might be willing, given the B-52s and the fighter jets and the naval assets that we have deployed in the region right now. Never before have we seen so much American and Israeli firepower with such little defense that Iran has. There's a fascinating opportunity, an historic opportunity to not just remove the nuclear sites that we've all been talking about for some time, but to potentially even remove the regime itself by force. This is a remarkable moment, and it'll be very interesting to see how the Biden administration and how the Israelis proceed over the next couple of weeks.
UN watchdog chief warns room to maneuver on Iran's nuclear program is shrinking. This is Rafael Grossi. What's he talking about, Jonathan?
Well, I think the regime believes that right now they're vulnerable. And as we talked about, they think that their ultimate insurance policy could be to dash for a nuke. And there is a real fear. My colleague Ruel Marcarek wrote about it in The Wall Street Journal the other day. There is a real fear that they may want to make this move right now because of how exposed they are. And so, yes, I think that that window is shrinking. They've not been cooperating with the IAEA for months, if not years now. And it's gotten more dangerous. And they've got, I think, more risk. They've got more concerns about their own security. So desperate times, desperate measures. This could be what we see coming out of the regime in Iran, which, again, would necessitate Israeli and American action sooner rather than later.
We have some names on the new team. After January 20th, are they significant, Jonathan? Marco Rubio, for example, at the State Department. And we have indication that there's a very strong hand going into the NSC. That means that what's to wait for, Jonathan? That's the puzzle on this end. What's to wait for?
Yeah, I mean, I look at if personnel is policy. I think it's remarkable. You've got Mike Waltz coming in as NSC. Hawkish on Iran, by the way, also somewhat hawkish on Ukraine. Same with Rubio, hawkish on Iran, hawkish on Ukraine, both seen as very pro-Israel and really value the U.S.-Israel military-to-military relationship. This is all important stuff. Elise Stefanik being named ambassador to the U.N., Mike Huckabee being named as ambassador to Israel. These are all names that I think should probably make us feel pretty good about the future of Middle East foreign policy here in the United States. But we've got a couple of months for them to take their seats, and a lot can happen between now and then. That's why I think the Israelis are on high alert and considering their options, waiting to see whether another window of opportunity presents itself to be able to strike at core assets of the regime in Iran.
Jonathan Shanzer is a Senior Vice President for Research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No